Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on ghosting your sub for those rewind wordy DNB drops, jungle style. In this lesson, we're building a classic drum and bass move, a sub line that feels like it's there, then disappears for just long enough to make the return hit way harder. That gap, that little bit of silence, is what creates tension. And in old school jungle rollers and darker DNB, that tension is pure gold. The big idea here is simple. Don't just write a bass line. Write an arrangement moment. We're going to use a clean sign sub. Keep the rhythm simple, then automate it or edit it so it ghosts out right before the drop comes back in. When the bass returns on that strong downbeat, it feels bigger without needing to crank the volume way up. First, set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this style. Start with the drums, because in DNB the drums are the boss. Put down a basic loop with kick, snare, and hats, or use a chopped break if you want that more classic jungle feel. Keep it clear and steady so the bass has something real to lock into. Now create a new MIDI track and load operator. For this lesson, operator is perfect, because it gives you a clean sub with very little fuss. Turn on just oscillator and set it to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off or mute them. Keep the sound mono if you can, because deep sub in stereo usually causes more problems than it solves. Start with the sub, sitting low in the mix, maybe around -12 to -18 dB, and keep the notes short and controlled. If you're wondering what to write, keep it very simple. One or two notes per bar is enough for now. In DNB, especially old school inspired stuff, the bass doesn't have to be busy to be effective. In fact, simple bass often hits harder because the rhythm is easier to feel. Try letting the bass answer the snare instead of always landing with the kick. That call and response vibe is a huge part of jungle energy. Now here's where the ghosting comes in. Instead of making the bass play constantly, we're going to create a little dropout before the return. You can do that in a few ways. The easiest beginner method is to shorten or remove the last note before the drop. Another way is to automate the track volume down for the last beat or half bar, then bring it back on the next downbeat. You can also use auto filter and close it down before the return, then open it back up. Any of these approaches can work, but the main thing is to make the silence feel deliberate. And this is important. Think gap, then impact. Don't just mute the bass randomly. Give it a setup, maybe a short pickup note, a tiny drum fill, a snare flourish, or even a little filter move right before the bass disappears. That makes the missing bass feel like part of the groove, not a mistake. A really effective beginner pattern is this. Let the bass groove normally for a few bars, then take it away for the final beat before the drop. Keep the drums moving with a small fill or break chop in that space, then bring the sub back on the one. That one beat gap can be enough to make the return feel massive. If you want it more dramatic, try a half bar ghost instead. That version usually feels more breakdown-like and a bit more cinematic. Next, clean up the low end so the sub sits properly under the drums. Add EQ8 after operator and remove any unnecessary high end. You don't need much up top on a sub. If it's getting muddy, look somewhere around the low mid area and trim gently if needed. Also, if the bass feels weak, check the kick relationship first. Sometimes the issue isn't the bass sound at all, it's that the kick transient is masking the restart. To keep everything tight, use utility and make sure the bass stays centered and mono. That's a simple move, but it matters a lot in DNB. The low end should be powerful and focused, not wide and blurry. If the bass feels too long or mushy, shorten the note lengths. Fast music needs controlled low end, otherwise the groove gets smeared. If you want a touch more old school weight, add a little saturator. Keep it subtle. We're talking maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip on, and then match the output so the level doesn't jump too much. This helps the bass read better on smaller speakers without turning it into distortion soup. A clean sine sub is great, but a tiny bit of harmonic edge can make it feel more present. Now let's make the return land like a proper reload moment. The drums should help sell it. Try cutting the drums for the last half bar and dropping in a little snare roll or break edit. Then bring everything back together on the next downbeat. In Ableton, you can use clip editing, sliced breaks, or simple automation to make that transition feel sharp. The goal is to make the bass comeback feel unavoidable, like the track just snapped back into focus. One thing to keep in mind, the best ghosted sub moves are usually not about being flashy. They're about contrast. If the bass is present all the time, your ear gets used to it. But if it disappears for a moment, suddenly its return feels huge. That's why this trick works so well in jungle and old school DNB. The drums keep rolling, the space opens up, and then the bass comes back like a weapon. Here's a quick way to practice. Set up a 4-bar bass phrase using only 2 or 3 notes. Make the bass disappear for the last beat of bar 4. Add a tiny drum fill in that same space. Then bring the bass back on bar 5 with a stronger downbeat. Add a little saturator if needed. Keep the sub mono and listen twice, once for groove and once for the impact of the return. If the return doesn't feel strong enough, don't just turn it up. First check whether the gap is clear enough and whether the drums are accenting the comeback properly. If you want to push it a bit further, try duplicating the bass phrase and stripping the second version back even more. Fewer notes, shorter notes, or slightly different timing can make the ghost section feel like a new variation without changing the sound. You can also experiment with a fake-out return, where the bass comes back for just one hit, then disappears again before the real drop. That's a very cheeky old-school trick, and it works because it plays with expectation. So to recap, start with a clean operator sign sub, keep the bass rhythm simple, ghost it by removing or filtering it before the return, use light saturation if needed, and make sure the comeback lands hard with the drums. Keep it mono, keep it controlled, and always judge the bass against the break. In drum and bass, sometimes the bass hits hardest when it's not there for a moment. That's the move. Build the gap, then make the impact count.